damn cookies, I need somebody to polish.
Good afternoon, I'd like to call Congress back to order. We are on reports of standing committees. Congressman Walker.
Congress, Government Operations Committee met this afternoon, considered bill number ONCA 1780. It's an act to amend ONCA 1694 to provide a supplemental appropriation of the Language and Cultural Resources Division in the amount of $19,706 and to establish an alternate effective date. Committee action is due pass, voting yes. Walker, Hamilton, Buffalo Head, Maker, and Mason. Committee also considered bill number ONCA 1783, an act to amend ONCA 1186 on the War Memorial Commission, removing the restriction that the Osage Nation Congress approved construction contracts over $25,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Angela Pratt. Committee action is due pass as a committee substitute with amendments. Voting yes, Walker, Hamilton, Buffalo Head, Maker, and Mason. Committee also considered resolution number ONCR 1728, a resolution to request the United States Congress to reject the President's proposed budget cuts to American Indian programs directly affecting Indian country. Sponsor is Angela Pratt. Committee action is due pass. Voting yes, Walker, Hamilton, Buffalo Head, Maker, and Mason.
Thank you, Congressman. Congressman Hamilton.
The Education Committee met on bill number ONCA 1781, an act to amend ONCA 1693 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the Education Division in the amount of $75,931 and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor. The action is due pass as a committee substitute. Voting yes, Hamilton, Mason, Maker. Voting no, Walker and Tillman.
Thank you. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and advance bill number ONCA 1780, ONCA 1783, ONCA 1781, is that order? And ONCR 1728 to general order day two.
Second.
Today's agenda.
Okay. Motion's made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay. We are now on general order day two, where amendments may be proposed. ONCA 1780, an act to amend ONCA 1694 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the Language and Cultural Resources Division in the amount of $19,706 and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Okay, seeing none, we will advance to third reading after engrossment on today's agenda. ONCA 1781, an act to amend ONCA 1693 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the Education Division in the amount of $75,931 and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there amendments to this bill? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Amendment 1, page 2, line 48 through 88, strike lines 48 through 88 and insert the following table and adjust totals accordingly.
Okay, there's a motion.
Second. For,
okay, thank you. Any other amendments? Okay. ONCA 1783, an act to amend ONCA 1186 on the War Memorial Commission the title on the report is not correct, so I'm going to go to the bills. To rename the War Memorial Commission and War Memorial Fund and to remove the restriction that the OC Nation Congress approved construction contracts over $25,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Seeing none, we'll advance to third reading after engrossment on today's agenda. ONCR 1728, a resolution to request the United States Congress to reject the President's proposed budget cuts to American Indian programs directly affecting Indian country. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Congressman Shaw.
Madam Speaker, I propose the following amendments to ONCR 1728. They are all contained within the same amendment. There are different parts. Page 1, lines 16 through 17, strike lines 16 and 17, and insert, to request the United States Congress reject President Trump's proposed budget cuts to American Indian and Alaska Native programs. Same page, lines 24 through 26, after protection, strike the remainder of the sentence and insert, represent a substantial diminution in the federal government's trust responsibility to federally recognized tribes. Same page, lines 33 through 35, after the word to, strike the remainder of the sentence and insert, federally recognized tribes, that the federal government does not hold in proper regard its previous commitment in honoring previous treaties, case law, and federal court decisions that form the basis of its trust responsibilities to American Indians and Alaska Natives. Same page, line 38, strike, is a nightmare for Native Americans and insert, would be catastrophic for American Indian and Alaska Natives. Page 2, lines 51 through 54, after Trump's, the word Trump's, strike the remainder of the sentence and insert, proposed budget cuts to American Indian and Alaska Native programs and to fully fund these programs that are essential to health, education, social services, and environmental protection and restoration.
Second.
Thank you. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I move to advance bill number ONCA. Let me ask a question of the speaker first. Did you move the first?
I moved 1780 and 83 to third reading.
Okay. Move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, advance bill number ONCA 1781 and ONCR 1728 to general order day 3 on today's agenda.
There's a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. No discussion. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay. We're now on general order day 3 where amendments are voted on. ONCA 1781. There is let me find it. 1781. Page 2, line 48 through 88, strike lines 48 through 88, and insert the following table and adjust totals accordingly. Does everyone have a copy in front of them? Okay. Discussion? Congressman Tillman.
I have an amendment to the amendment.
Okay.
Ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I would like to strike 4,082,654 and insert 4,061,574. Strike 3,331,087 and insert 3,317,647. Strike 1.2 $1,271,501 and insert $1,267,301 and strike $885,845 and insert $882,405. Essentially strikes lines 48 through 88 and insert the following table and adjust totals accordingly.
Okay, there's an amendment to the amendment. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Discussion? Is there any discussion? Congressman Hamilton.
I'd like to ask the sponsor to the amendment to the amendment to clarify what this amendment to the amendment does.
Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. What this does, it allows for the remainder of the year with regards to the education coach in the Head Start division, Head Start department, to operate through the remainder of the year until October 31st.
October 1st for 31st, are we? Can someone clarify that? Okay. Congressman Hamilton.
I just want to point out this amendment to the amendment takes out the teaching assistants that were recommended by Denise Keene, who's been a longtime director of Osage Nation Head Start. These came at her request, and as an exceptional employee, I will support her and her perspective on the Head Start program. So I'll be voting no to the amendment and no to the amendment to the amendment.
Okay, thank you. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Well, I sat in on the education committee meeting, and essentially what was being requested is that we put a teacher and two assistants within each classroom with a number of 17 in one age group and 20 students in another age group, which is well beyond standard student to teacher ratios. We have quite a bit of time left in this year. I believe there's money that they could probably figure out to pull from elsewhere to try to maybe at least fill the gap in there. But right now we're operating on the recommended teacher to student ratios in our Head Start programs. They've been fully funded for that. So I do support the amendment to the amendment.
Okay. Oh, excuse me, Congresswoman Buffalo Head.
I was in and out of the meeting. There was something that was raised that I agree with, and that's, this is a big decision to make in a two-day special session. I feel like if this was an issue as we approach the fall, we probably should have heard about this in the spring. And we could have given it a month-long discussion and made some decisions then. Furthermore, my concern is money. And if the administration isn't going to prioritize what is the most important thing to spend our dollars and cents on, it falls to this body. And the question was raised, if you're going to increase here, what are you going to give up? And no one could answer that. No one could tell us, if we're going to spend more dollars and cents here in this one area, where are we going to take away from? That answer wasn't provided. Maybe we put fun in the statutes for $100,000. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I'm going to keep bringing that up, though, because while we're sitting here talking about education and we're talking about not having a lot of money, we're spending a lot of money. And it's up to this body to decide where that money goes. So I think we all need to get on the same page.
Thank you, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Another point I'd like to bring up, too, is the original request would have inflated a fiscal year budget to $500,000 of tribal funds to augment the already matching tribal funds we get for our Head Start programs, which when we make these decisions in special sessions in the middle of fiscal years, we really can't see how that's going to work with the other operating costs that are being requested by the executive branch for executive branch initiatives and programs, operational programs. So I think that I agree with Congresswoman Buffalohead that if this was a problem and we were seeing it as a problem, we should have heard about it in a session to where we could have addressed it in a more full way instead of getting it pushed out here during a special session that we make decisions in less than 12 hours about $500,000.
Congressman Walker.
Well, I did chair the meeting because Congressman Hamilton is the chair of that committee and sponsored this bill. Just want to express myself so everybody is clear on what we're voting for and what happens as a result of the vote. The amendment to the amendment will fund one coach, what's it called? I forget.
Education
coach that is now newly mandated by the federal government. So it's necessary that we do this. I agree with that. If this amendment fails, then the original amendment is to reduce from 12 teacher assistants to 4. So anyway, that's the sequence of events for the vote. The request was for 12 teacher assistants and a mandated education coach. And if this amendment to the amendment passes, then it will be passed out. It'll be the bill will have been amended to eliminate 12 requested teacher assistants, and there will only be the education coach that will remain. So.
Thank you, Congressman Hamilton.
I just want to point out the committee substitute that passed out of committee changed it from 12 to 7.
My apologies. Yes, that is correct.
The amendment is from 7 to 4, and the amendment to the amendment is from 4 to 0. And what we're basically looking at is student to staff ratio, which is going to cost us extra money, but it's also going to benefit our Osage kids and Head Start.
Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Again, all that we are required to do with regards to the amendment to the amendment is to fund the education coach to get us through till the end of the year. Right now, our Head Start rankings are in the lower 10%, and I don't see how until October 30, from now until October 31st, we can improve that. If we have an assistant teacher, 7, 4, or 12, not going to make a big difference till the end of the year. Now, going forward into the fall session, as Congresswoman Buffalohead said, maybe that we could talk about this again. But to get us through, and we're in the lower 10% ranking right now, this is where the amendment to the amendment, to me, it keeps us in compliance and gets us through. And still have one teacher and an assistant, or two teachers still in each class for 17 kids or 20 kids. We still have two representatives in those classrooms now. Now we're going to throw 3 in. So that's where I come from.
Okay, thank you. Congresswoman Buffalohead?
Well, just in addition, and I don't know how much truth there is to this, but you know, I keep hearing from parents and others that are pretty involved in our educational system within Osage, that we have, it's almost like a competing between WELA and Head Start. And that concerns me because we're spending tribal dollars on both. And I think that we need to get that figured out because we don't need to be doing, I'll choose my words wisely here, we don't need to be doing kind of a half job here and a half job there trying to. We need to get ourselves, I think, in my opinion, regrouped.
Wheelan does not need to be competing with Head Start and vice versa. And right now, that's the complaints that I'm receiving. And I think that this is worthy of further discussion when we have time, not in a special session.
Congressman Mason.
Well, I concur with the statements made by Congressman Hamilton. I agree with pretty much what everyone else has said. You know, especially what Congressman Buffalo had said about, again, we being compressed in time to make major decisions. Again, we're looking at the completion of a school year and summer coming up and getting ready for next school year. Almost an abundance of staff coming on board. I do appreciate Denise, Ms. King, and her expertise. I appreciate her thoughtfulness because the committee substitute is a plan B, if you will, that come from her, not the initial that she was asking for, so there's some thought about that. But at this point, I would support the committee substitute as it was. Thank you.
Or as is, thank you.
Okay. Any more discussion? Okay. We will now vote on the amendment to the amendment. Roll call, please.
Congressman Hamilton.
No.
Congressman Maker.
No.
Congressman Mason.
No.
Congressman Shaw.
No.
Congressman Supernaw.
No.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congresswoman Bufflehead.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes.
No.
Okay, it was a tie vote, and Assistant Chief voted no. Okay, so the amendment to the amendment fails. We will now vote on the amendment. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
So the amendment proposed was discussed at the table and I think had some support, but I did not have time to put the amendment in before a vote was taken to pass out the committee substitute. What it'll do, the committee substitute brought the total to 7 assistants mm-hmm. and 1 coach, and that's the committee substitute that was passed out. What this amendment to the amendment will do will provide 4 assistants that they can use. The reason they were wanting assistance is because they say that they've had trouble keeping staff there. So then the administrators were having to go into the classroom and work as teachers instead of doing administrative duties. This will give them 4 assistants to be able to spread out through the Head Start program and will give them the coach that's mandated by federal law. And I do have to mention here that this mandate, we were told at the table, came out December of 16, and it's an unfunded mandate of a federal program. So the funding of that coach definitely falls to us, but now instead of the amendment will take it to 4 assistants for the classrooms and a coach. That's what the amendment does.
There's 2 amendments to the amendment.
Okay. In case there's a vote, I need to clarify to Assistant Chief, there was an amendment to the amendment, it just failed. So now we are voting on the amendment that was proposed, which
takes it from 7 to 4.
7 to 4. Yeah. And if this fails, then it will be back at 7. Okay. Is there any more discussion on the amendment? Congressman Hamilton.
I just want to point out this. I believe this amendment, the number 4, did it come from the sites? The Head Start sites that we have 4 Head Start sites. Is that where the number came from?
We have 4 Head Start sites, yes.
Well, based on that, we have 12 classrooms. Palmy has 1 classroom. statute has five, so I'll be voting no to the amendment just because of the basis of it. So I'll be voting no.
Thank you. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
It will be up to the administration to put those assistants where they feel like they're most needed within their program. So I'm going to leave that up to the administration to figure out where those assistants can go.
Mm-hmm. Congressman Walker.
I recognize the need for additional teacher assistance. There are times whenever the administrative staff goes into the classroom. I think it happens just almost daily. I think 12 would be excessive, in my opinion, with no disrespect to Ms. Keene, who's been there a lot longer than I have. As I said earlier, I was part of Head Start for 8 straight years. I served on the policy council twice. I was the policy council chairman. I am familiar with the program. And the executive branch would determine where and how the 4 additional teacher assistants are utilized. Keep in mind that the education coach plus the 12 assistants extrapolated out over 12 months, and this was confirmed during the committee meeting by executive, would have amounted to between $500,000 and $600,000 in additional spending for next year. So if you look at that, right now it's 7, so that would be about half, because the education coach is still part of it. 4 teacher assistants represents a third of what was requested. So that's somewhere in the neighborhood of about $200,000. That is reasonable, in my opinion. I think that additional resources are needed with our Head Start to take care of our Osage, non-Osage kids that we serve in Head Start. So I'll be voting yes for this.
Thank you. Any more discussion? Congressman Hamilton.
Again, I want to reiterate. 7 teacher assistants is just going to improve our staff-to-child ratio. Our Osage Nation Head Start kids are going to benefit from that. Not saying they won't benefit from 4, but they will benefit greatly from 7. So I'll be voting no to the amendment.
Thank you. Congresswoman Buffalohead.
I'll be voting for the amendment. I think that Congressman Walker has done a good job of pointing out some key issues here. And again, I would have liked to have heard about all this in the spring. Worthy of discussion. More than an hour, I can say that.
Okay, any more? Congressman Maker.
I think the committee's substitute addresses the excessive amount of new teachers asked for, so I will be voting no on this one.
Okay. Any more discussion? Thank you. All right, roll call, please.
Congressman Maker.
No.
Congressman Mason.
No.
Congressman Shaw.
Yes.
Congressman Supernaut.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethlehead.
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton.
No.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes. The amendment passes. And ONCA 1781 advanced to third reading after endorsement on today's agenda. Okay. Next amendment is ONCR 1728. It's been read in. You have a copy before you. Discussion? Congressman Shaw.
With regard to resolution 1728, it came up, of course, as the last item on the government operations agenda. And I think a sentiment is expressed that I think we don't weigh in often enough, certainly as a Congress, but I don't see us represented sometimes out there in matters of national policy. the national policy, Indian policy that I'm most familiar with is that in the area of national Indian health. So I'm familiar with position papers and white papers that entities such as National Congress of American Indians, National Indian Health Board, that they send to the federal government all the time regarding various changes in funding, particularly to the Congress. And so I really thought some of the language needed to be modified some so it would be more in keeping with what I've seen. Certainly we have passionate feelings about reduced funding to Indian, American Indian, Alaska Native. But some of the wording was, for example, I reworded attack or took attack out instead of the word nightmare. I used that would be a loss of full funding would be catastrophic for American Indians and Alaska Natives, and really just tried to soften the rhetoric just a little bit, but still firmly get the point across. And probably the thing that I think is the most salient part is an emphasis on the federal government's trust responsibility in providing those services and fully funding them. I think the concern that Indian entities that participate in policy, national policy, was concerned that the Trump administration was a stranger to the Indian trust responsibility, was not aware of it, not fully aware of what it was based on. So a lot of time has been spent in educating the Trump administration on the nature of the federal trust responsibility. Now, being so educated doesn't mean that they tend to honor it. And so what was put in there essentially was a full accounting of the basis for this is that the federal government has a trust responsibility in reducing federal funding for Indian programs. It's a substantial retreat from honoring the federal trust responsibility. So that language in there has that in there, and I hope that Congress will agree that that's necessary and important language, and we'll pass these amendments.
Okay. Any more discussion? Well, I'll just say as a sponsor, the only thing I would have added, hand on hip and rubberneck while I said it, but I do appreciate the changes that you made, and I agree with them, and it was put much more eloquently, so I appreciate that. And I do support the amendment. So there's no more discussion, then roll call, please.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Shaw?
Yes.
Congressman Supermoff?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethlehead?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes. Okay, the amendment passes. And ONCR 1728 will advance to third reading after engrossment on today's agenda. Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Move to recess for the purpose of engrossment to the call of the chair.
Second.
Okay, discussion. All those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. We are in recess to the call of the chair for the purpose of engrossment.